The written report for August 19th will be on its way in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the RAIN Report. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago. This week we present an introduction to QRP/ARCI from the 2011 Dayton Hamvention.
My name is Jim Stafford. I'm W4QO. I'm out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. I was born outside of Shelbyville, Indiana, and it was started out as KN9MAF in 1958. Would like to introduce you today to QRP and QRP-ARCI. QRP-ARCI has almost 15,000 members now. It's $25 a year to get your initial number and also to get the magazine four times a year. It's 64 pages. We have more technical content than QST. A lot of people think QRP is just operating. Most of you here today are tinkerers, and that's what most of us are really into. So how many of you have built a kit? Very good, very good. Well, we do have a very large QRP activity at Dayton each year, and it's called 4 Days in May. We actually added an additional day to Dayton. They come a day early. We had about 250 people come a day early, so you might want to program this in your schedule next year. Come a day early for Thursday, and we have six excellent speakers and just a really good time. But that's only part of it, because every evening there's some kind of activity. Thursday evening, Friday evening, yes, Friday. And that's free, by the way. So we'd like to see you at the Holiday Inn Fairburn. It's about 10 miles east of here. Right now, QRP-ARCI is the second largest booking group that comes to the Dayton, that does Dayton weekend here. So I don't know who first is, DXers or somebody, but we take out basically the whole entire hotel. Now, that's the commercial. If you don't belong to QRP-ARCI, we would highly recommend it. It's a lot about tinkering, some about operating, and a lot about fun. I'm going to do an introduction called 10 Reasons to Go QRP. And I'll give them to you right now, right up front. It's a challenge. It's an alternative achievement. You develop CW skills, build your own equipment. Very cool commercial gear usually goes down to QRP level. You can operate battery and field. Emergency operations, simple antennas. A lot of people like to experiment with antennas. It's fun. But the big thing is you get to stop and smell the roses, you know. When they invented photography, people didn't quit painting, right? And when you could buy fish at the fish market, people didn't quit fishing. So just because there's big amplifiers and beams and all kinds of stuff doesn't mean we don't enjoy making contacts on a low level and getting a thrill. One of my biggest thrills in QRP is when I worked West Virginia on my 1/3 watt rock mic. I mean, this is like I could have worked Vietnam or something on DX, but I enjoyed it so much. So let me take you through this. It is a challenge. QRP means low power, and 5 watts is the international standard for CW and digital, and 10 watts for single sideband. You can turn down your present radio. There's only about 2 S units difference, so if you're hearing a guy at 30 over 9, you're going to be over S9 to him. So what's the difference? You know, if he's S9, you're going to be S7. I find a lot of people that are S5, you think, well, he probably can't hear me. I call him and he answers. So it's a 13 dB difference between 5 and 100 watts. Now, there's a lot of alternatives. A lot of people get into QRP because they've done it all some other way, and they're looking for a new thrill in amateur radio. A lot of people tell us that they really rejuvenated their ham radio life when they got into QRP, and they built their own rig. I'll get to that in a second. But here's a fellow that was on the honor roll, Lynn W4NL. He's worked 5-band DXCC at QRP, works a lot of sideband, and he actually has over 300 countries QRP. And he had worked them all some other way, but he decided, I need a new thrill. Another way to do that is through contesting. Now, our organization, QRP-ARCI, sponsors a huge number of contests. And these are really not contests. They're really just kind of fun. People slow down in their CW. It's a good way to work people and so on. There's many different social groups. We're the first social networking group. A lot of people are in the Adventure Radio Society, Fox Hunts, Flying Pigs. We got a whole bunch of those all over the world, really. Now, one of the nice things, if you want to call it that, it forces you to develop your CW skills. Not that you have to operate CW. We even have a sideband contest in our club for sideband. But CW rigs are easier to build than sideband rigs, and a lot of people like to build their own radio. So the thrill of building your own radio kind of forces you towards CW, and it gives you a good opportunity to practice. That's one of the reasons for doing CW. My friend John Shannon, K3WWP, founder of the North American QRP CW Club, he makes one CW contact a day. He's up to 5,840 days, one contact a day, and keeps his CW skills up that way.
Right. You're in the middle of a forum on the topic of QRP/ARCI, given at the 2011 Dayton Convention by Jim Stafford, W4QO. We'll include Jim's talk in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, available as a weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. We'll be right back. Break. You're in the middle of a forum on the topic of QRP/ARCI, given at the 2011 Dayton Convention by Jim Stafford, W4QO. We'll include Jim's talk in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, available as a weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
You can, of course, build your rig. You can build filters. You can build antenna tuners. You can buy bags of parts. You can buy complete documented. There's one out there from Dave Benson called the Small Wonders 40 transceiver. If you want a first transceiver, this is the one I would recommend, the SW40. It goes for about $60 without the controls. You can buy another package of controls. It's a single band. I recommend 40 meters. Puts out about 2 watts. One fella, Chuck Adams, K7QO, wrote a 113-page instruction manual on how to build this little kit. It takes longer to read the manual than it does to build the radio. He's got a lot of beautiful pictures, color, and all this on there. And there's a course developed called Elmer 101, and it takes you through. It tells you, okay, now build this section, and now touch it here, and if it buzzes, you're okay. In other words, you do it by audio, and then you do a mixer. Really nice, very nice. SW40. They're not here, but you can order them online. So you build your own rig, and then you get the thrill of hearing somebody come back to you. Now, you can buy kits. There are a number of kits out there. Commercial rigs, most of those will go down to 5 watts. You just turn the knob all the way to the left. If that's not enough, you can apply some voltage to the ALC jack with a 9-volt battery in it. 100K pot, and you can turn your 100-watt radio down into the milliwatt. I have a K3/10. I'm probably one of 20 people that have one that doesn't even have an amplifier in it. And, of course, the new thing is the Flex Radio. I'd recommend you go by and hear the Flex Radio, look at the display and so forth. I run it on a netbook, on a battery. These are all commercial QRP radios. Of course, battery power, there's a lot of advantages to that versus 67 amp hours on a car battery to run your 100 watt rig, and 3.36 amp hours if you're running a QRP rig. You can take it with you. If you're locked up in a covenant area where you can't put up an antenna, you've got restrictions, all that, take your radio and go out to the park and throw up an antenna and operate. It's a great way to spend the afternoon, and you'll make lots of friends that way. So CCRs, no problem. We can get rid of all those restrictions. Very easy to do. You take out a pen and paper, battery, paddle, straight key, infed antenna, and your total weight's 5 pounds. Now, Steve uses 2 goats, Peanut and Rooster, to carry his radios up to the top of some very big high summits in Colorado. Of course, for emergency operation, you can't beat QRP because you can throw all this into a bag, take your notebook with you, a couple of batteries. You can work all kinds of things and be a big help. Yeah, we do VHF QRP. In fact, when you get up to those real high frequencies, that's about all they have is QRP. You can do very well working satellites and all kinds of things QRP. Antennas do not have to be real complicated, 3-element beams or any 6-element beams or that kind of thing. You can use a variety of commercial antennas or just make your own. A simple wire antenna, you can put up a nice wire antenna in the woods if you got a tree. If you're not above the tree line, you can just throw up a wire and get on and make contacts. Well, here's number 9. It's just fun. You know, it's a little bit, to people who don't understand this, they're like, why would you do this? It's just fun. You just have to have fun with it. You know, the magic of being able to paraphrase to my friend Chris over here, the magic of being able to work somebody on very low power. And I would like to point out, you see this K6JSS down here? This is the 50th anniversary of QRP-ARCI, and this is our club call sign. And we're taking that club call sign to every state in the union right now during this calendar year. If you had started at the beginning, you would be able to work all states with working one call sign, K6JSS, because it's going from state to state to state. But at the end of the year, you can get an award for working all states from us, or you can get for 40 or 30 or even 20, and there's plenty of time to work 20 states. You look at QRZ for K6JSS. You know QRZ. Look it up. We change that. Every week we change that on QRZ, and it gives you the latest updates. We even have our own spotting network, QRP Spots. And you go on there, and that's provided by the Four States QRP Club. And you go on there, and you can actually see where K6JSS is, Portable 8 or whatever it is operating at that particular time. We have milliwatting. We have a lot of people that work milliwatts. We provide a lot of awards from our club. And we do not require QSL cards. We require two general class or higher hams to certify your logbook that you're sending in your awards for. Our most popular is the miles per watt award, working over 1,000 miles per watt. Now, you're a little bit behind at this point because Paul Stroud, AA4XX, just broke the world's record for miles per watt. He got 17,800,000 miles per watt. He worked a guy in Colorado from North Carolina, I think it is, and he used five microwatts using digital JT65, and when you divide all that out, it comes up to 17 million miles per watt. Now it's just the kind of fun we have. I mean, it's just fun. I mean, what can I say? We have a lot of publications. We have the QRP Quarterly put out by our club, Sprat. The Brits have published one called Sprat from George Dobbs. Here's milliwatting. A lot of people like to work 100 countries with less than a watt. The bottom line there, WD3P, has worked over 2,500 counties with under 1 watt. We have several people who have worked all states with 5 watts. Well, what's the big deal about that? No, I mean, when they added up all 50 numbers of how much power they used, it added up to less than 5 watts. So they had to use less than 20 milliwatts for each contact average. So if they worked one with 30, they got to get somebody else with 10. So that when they add up all the power for all 50 states, they end up with 5 watts. So, you know, there's all kinds of fun we have.
And that concludes this excerpt from the QRP/ARCI forum held at the 2011 Dayton Hamvention. Our speaker was Jim Stafford, W4QO. Wonder he likes spiders and snakes. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for all those connected with Rain, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.